as Russia is poised for a full-scale invasion into Ukraine. It appears Putin wasn't so scared of Biden after all. Who would have thought? Is a freedom convoy coming to D.C.? And Chicago will be dropping their tyrannical mandates, but not for the children. We've got all that and more coming up, and it all starts right now. Welcome to the news and why it matters. I am Sarah Gonzalez. You may notice that the background on my set looks a little different. It is a cold and icy day here in Texas. And look, a lot of you who are in the north may call me a chicken because I'm sitting at home. But I got to tell you, the roads are really bad, at least where I'm at, in order to get to work. Very icy. It appears once again, public service has dropped the ball in not preparing the roads. And it's just been all sorts of crazy over here. So I am at home, but I have two lovely guests in studio. I'm so sad. It is their first time on the program, and I will not be there in studio to join them. But it is Jeremy Griggs and Ryan Kinnell. They are both from Geeks and Gamers. And look, you guys are good friends with our buddy Eric July. So I feel like you'll fit right in.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we talk about these things all the time, whether it's on camera, off camera. Happy to be here. It's an honor to be here with you. We're in studio because we made it. But to be fair, we're only like 2 minutes away from the studio. So it wasn't a long drive. And I did go over a bridge on the way here pretty fast and started to lose control a little bit. It was a lot of fun, but a little scary as well. But definitely the roads are iced down, but it was an honor to meet you yesterday too. We were here in studio, so ready to get this party started.
It's obvious, Sarah, that you don't know us too well because you did call us lovely. So yeah. you don't know us too well yet. Yeah. But it is good to be here on set, and it's awesome to be at Blaze Studios.
She'll find out.
She'll find out pretty quick. And yes, shout out to Eric July. It's actually because of him that we're on the show today. Mm-hmm. I think he just didn't want to come on. That's what I think. I think he wanted to push it off on somebody else. He knew the roads were going to be bad. He didn't want to drive.
Yeah.
So now we get to hang out.
Yeah, he wanted the day off. Well, it's funny that you mentioned that. You men are like, woohoo, we're going sliding on the ice.
Absolutely.
I heard my older son he actually went to school and they had to cut school short early. And one of my friends picked him up and was like, we saw someone fly all over the road in front of us. It was very scary. And I hear that and I'm like, in total panic mode, but you men seem to enjoy it. So I'm glad you guys.
We did drive earlier across town, and there were pileups everywhere that we saw. Like there were multiple pileups. There were ambulances and police cars. So she's not underselling how bad it is out there. It's really bad.
Thank you. I appreciate that. See, I'm not a chicken. It's not me. all right. So guys, I want to get your thoughts on this. You know, yesterday on the program, we had gone off of the reports that we had received from the United States from Joe Biden himself, who they had said it is the beginning of an invasion into Ukraine by Russia. We talked about that, but it still appears that it was a very soft entrance, and now they're like, okay, well, it wasn't a full-scale invasion yet, but we do believe, the United States says, we do believe that Russia will invade Ukraine in the next 48 hours, and there has been some back and forth between Russia and Ukraine. And then on top of that, Joe Biden announced today that they will be sanctioning the Russian-based company that owns the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Now, this comes after, and I want to get your thoughts on this, guys. This comes after them waiving, the federal government waiving sanctions on this pipeline 9 months ago when they could have done it. And of course, they're shutting down pipelines. They're shutting down oil and gas jobs across the country for us. But they went ahead and went through with allowing this pipeline that was owned by this Russian company. Now, all of a sudden, they have decided on these sanctions. Something tells me that Putin is not going to be too intimidated by Joe Biden's actions. And I want to throw this in there before I toss it to you guys. I want to play back from 2019. Joe Biden, everything we heard in the mainstream media was Trump is just Putin's puppet. Trump is obviously an operative of Russia. You know, even though we had a 2-year investigation into collusion with Russia, they found that there was no collusion with Russia, but it didn't stop the mainstream media from perpetuating that story. And Joe Biden, back in 2019, when he was campaigning, I want to play the clip of him saying, you know what? Once I get in charge and I'm the president, Putin is going to know and take everyone seriously. He's going to take me seriously and he's going to stop intimidating everyone. Watch.
Folks, you hear the news. Once again, Putin and the Russians are trying to engage in our elections and decide who the president's going to be. And this time I'm the object of their attention. Because Putin knows if I am president of the United States, his days of tyranny and trying to intimidate the United States and those in Eastern Europe are over. I'm going to stand up to him. He's a bully, just like the president. And I know he doesn't want me to be president, but to tell you what, when I'm president, things are going to change. Mr. Putin, the American people decide their elections, not you.
Let's fast forward just, 2 years from then. So yesterday at Joe Biden's press conference, he was asked if he thought that he had underestimated Vladimir Putin. Here was his response. He just like stared blankly and like picked at his teeth like an old man. Watch.
Do you think you may have underestimated Putin?
Thank you.
What is that smile?
Got some spinach. Spinach in his teeth.
Yeah. I would say meat. Maybe it was meat, but I don't know that he can handle meat anymore. So I think you're right. It was either spinach. My go-to is pudding, but you don't get pudding stuck in your teeth. So it must have been something else. Guys, you have to imagine that Putin is laughing at everything that Joe Biden is saying, trying to sound tough here, because everything about him spells and exemplifies weakness. What are your thoughts?
The man, Joe Biden, can't complete an entire sentence, yet we're supposed to think that he has any influence with world leaders. This is all comes back to weak leadership and how the United States is respected, and they're not respected right now. When this man can't complete a sentence, how do you think someone like Vladimir Putin is going to have any intimidation when it comes to Joe Biden? I'm a proud Trump supporter, very, very proud Trump supporter, and I firmly believe that the world, not only this country, but the world was in a far better place when strong leadership was in America, and that was the last 4 years under Trump. It's a drastic change now that what we're seeing, and this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning of more problems like this, where these countries are going to take full advantage of the weak leadership. The United States sets the tone and the leadership with the United States. So when you have Joe Biden doing what I use a word projection a lot with Hollywood celebrities and with a lot of politicians, when he's pushing those words, oh, Vladimir Putin, he's a con man, or he's, you know, in the pocket of Donald Trump, or vice versa. That's all projection, because they're trying to take attention off of what you need to be looking at and trying to put your eyes and your attention somewhere else. And now you see, just now, like, there was a clip of Donald Trump back in 2018 sitting down with NATO leaders, just giving them the business, laying it out, no script, no nothing. That's a true leader letting other world leaders know this is how it's going to be and this is what we need to do. Joe Biden can't do that. He can't even complete a scripted sentence right now. It's embarrassing. It's pathetic. And people have to understand this is only going to get worse. And they're going to continue to push nonsense that we're going to talk about later about nominees and diversity and inclusion and represent. It's all meant to take your attention off of the real problems. And Joe Biden only represents a small fraction of a bigger problem with the left and Democrats.
And the fact that we're talking about this happening a year into the presidency with Ukraine.
Yeah.
With Ukraine, you know, the same country that we had a big cover up over a laptop all about, with Ukraine. I wonder, and the entire American population has to be sitting looking at what's going on right now and say, are we about to go to war because this guy's crackhead son took money from Ukraine? Like, that's a legitimate question.
There's
that all Americans
there.
Are yeah. asking themselves. Like, why is this happening? Why are we begging for Russia to invade? Because that's what it seems like right now. And I'm not going to sit here and say I'm a super fan of Vladimir Putin. But the fact is that Trump and Putin had a relationship that was one of mutual respect. And it doesn't mean you have to be buddies. It doesn't mean you're in somebody's pocket. But a situation of mutual respect is far better than one of being worried about going to war and spilling American blood. That's not something we need to be getting into right now. But as it also often comes down to, there's political things happening in the background with the laptop, with Hunter Biden, that we don't know about. We don't have, I shouldn't say we don't know about it. We don't know what effect that has right now. But you also have, you mentioned it earlier, Sarah, the energy thing. When Russia is such a huge supplier of oil and natural gas, not only to here, but also to Europe, everybody in Europe has to be worried about what's going on right now and what impact this is going to have on us financially. Not just the American blood, the European blood that might be spilled, but how is it going to affect us going forward and our financial situation?
And you thought the gas prices were bad before. Until, I mean, those we all laughed about the I did that sticker with Joe Biden on the gas pumps. It could get significantly worse, and they're going to start creating fake problems that they want people to pay attention to because they don't want you to be paying attention to the real problems. This is the Biden administration. Kamala Harris is a Joe Biden heartbeat away from running this country. We are so screwed right now. This is how bad of a situation we find ourselves in. People need to wake up right now.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because going along with the energy situation, I mean, I feel like we can call it a crisis at this point. At least that's what you know, CBS News is trying to allude to that. And you guys, I don't know if you saw this tweet, but I nearly lost my mind when I read this last night. Last night, you know, we talked about how there were already these problems with inflation. There are already these problems with gas prices because of Joe Biden's policies. And this is obviously going to make things worse. CBS shared an article on Twitter, and they said that the latest cost increases hitting Americans are actually as a result of the Ukraine crisis. So the tweet says, the U.S. economy has been hit with increased gas prices, inflation, and supply chain issues due to the Ukraine crisis. My head exploded last night when I read that. It's that this has rendered me speechless. I think I can't even function thinking about how disgustingly manipulative it is that they would try to carry water for the Biden regime, and they would try to trick the American people into thinking that that is actually true. But B, how stupid do they think the American public is? And then C, how stupid is the American public? Because I feel like there are a lot of people who are going to go, oh, yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, CBS News shared it, so I guess it's true. And you look at the timeline and you're like, there's no freaking way that adds up.
Yeah. The one thing, the one silver lining, I suppose, is that that tweet got absolutely destroyed. There was like 20,000 comments compared to like 2,000 likes. So even on a cesspool like Twitter, people understood that this is a complete lie and manipulation from the mainstream media. But they've been forced in this position. They're part of the reason this man is president. You can't doubt that. So when you look at the energy crisis, what did Biden do as soon as he got into office? He started making us less energy independent. You know, things that Donald Trump worked pretty hard in those 4 years to do was to help us get off of foreign dependence on things like oil. And all of a sudden you start getting pipelines shut down here in America. So not only that, but like the tweet says, the supply chain crisis, that's been going on for 9 months at this point? I don't think, 3 weeks in Ukraine, 3 weeks of the Ukraine crisis since the media has been telling us we're going to war, we're going to war, we're going to war, whether you like it or not. I don't think you can blame the last 9 months of that on Ukraine.
You can't, but to Sarah's point, this is what they rely on. They rely on low information people that are just going to read a headline and take it as fact and the gospel and just move forward. Oh, yeah, okay, that totally makes sense. When in reality, not only is this obvious to anyone that pays attention to the moment, this has been obvious since Biden took over, as you just said. This has been happening on a much smaller scale, but for people that have been paying attention, we knew these types of things were going to get significantly worse, and we're seeing the result of that. This isn't an overnight thing that just happened. This has been building since the moment that Biden took office, and now look at the results. And again, this is nothing compared to what it's going to be. Look at your Babylon Bee headlines, because those are going to be the facts in 6 months, just like they already have been. This is the world we're living in right now. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's pretty scary out there. All right, I want to get into more, but first we want to quickly thank our sponsor, Birch Gold. You know, you're talking about it getting scary and disgusting out there. We were just talking about inflation, about rising costs of everything. Now is the time. If you have not, guys, do not wait until it's too late. If you have not yet called Birch Gold, this is the best way to diversify your 401k, your IRAs. You got to diversify into gold. I don't know if you guys have been paying attention. Joe Biden is just completely demolishing the U.S. dollar. This is a great, stable way to diversify your savings. And Birch Gold really has you covered here. They've got thousands of satisfied customers. They've got an A-plus rating in the Better Business Bureau. And you can trust Birch Gold to protect your savings. So just do this, okay? You got to text Y, that's the word Y, W-H-Y, to 989898. You will get a no-cost, no-obligation information kit, and it's going to be a 20-page guide, and it's going to explain to you how gold and silver can protect your savings and how you can buy them under the umbrella of a tax-sheltered account. There's no obligation. I highly recommend that you do this. Again, do not wait until it's too late and you've lost the money that you have been saving for so long to take into retirement with you. That's text the word Y to 989898. That is Y to 989898. Let's go over to Canada, where I'm sure you've been keeping up with the Freedom Convoy. We've been covering it on the show, but most recently, one of the organizers of the Freedom Convoy over in Ottawa, Tamara Lick, was actually denied bail, and she faces 10 years in prison because she encouraged mischief. Yeah. Was one of the, you know, ridiculous offenses that they nailed her with. Now, I want to put into perspective, there was a man who was accused of, like, running his car into the convoy. He's actually already out on bail. So good for him, I guess. But she has been denied bail because the judge said that she presents a substantial likelihood to, quote, reoffend. I'm interested to hear your thoughts on this because I see what's going on in Canada. And I mean, obviously, it's sickening. It's disgusting. They have fallen into complete and utter tyranny. But you saw during the time period where the truckers occupied Ottawa, you saw some of the provinces rolling back their mandates, rolling back their vaccine passports, actually capitulating to some of the things that the truckers were insisting upon, which I thought was great. But then at the end of the day, the police dispersed them. It was a very gruesome scene. There was tear gas thrown, and it didn't seem to end well for the truckers. So how do you see this playing out in Canada now that all of these things have transpired and you have the organizer now who seems to be on the hook to pay a really, really hefty price for arguing for freedom and bodily autonomy?
I mean, up is down, down is up. If you're Badly. Oppressed and you're part of BLM, then you get to live in multi-million dollar mansions. And yet, if you're, you know, a organizer of the Freedom Convoy, you're a privileged person, and you end up in prison. This is the nonsensical reality that we're in. And then, in terms of like a lot of the mandates lifting and stuff like that. Like anything else, when something's desperate, what does it start doing? It starts acting in desperation. So you see a lot of the actions, like Trudeau can tell that he's losing his focus and his grip because of the, you know, a lot of the mandates and all of the pushback, but he's going to continue to try and flex his muscle or lack there of muscle, but you know
of.
What I mean. Yeah,
he's gonna flex his lisp.
His lisp. That's a much better way of saying it. But as soon as I said that, I'm like, I can't say Trudeau flexing muscle. That just
doesn't
not
make
work.
Any sense.
Flex his soy. We'll just say that. But yeah so it is. It's insane that the Black Lives Matter protest were celebrated by the media, and the law enforcement would turn a blind eye to it. And now you're seeing the exact opposite of how the Freedom Convoy is being treated right now. And again, it's like we've said, me and Rippa have talked about this, you've talked about this. We find ourselves repeating ourselves a lot, but we're talking about the same problems. All people need to do is take a simple, objective look at what's going on, and you'll realize that it's more than what is being presented. And I don't think that it's really fully understood how disgusting this really is. This woman. Now, again, if I can see some details, and some specifics as to why they think they can lock this person up. I would love to see it. But this is very vague in general. It sounds like Minority Report, where they're just assuming you're going to, you know, commit a crime, so therefore we're going to lock you up.
Even crimes in Canada sound like so strange and weak, inciting mischief, like something like Harry Potter would get in trouble for or something. But the reason we're seeing Trudeau, to Jeremy's point, ramp up everything, the emergency actions, you know, the police state that's been enacted there in some of these cities, it's because it was effective. It's because making people uncomfortable, as AOC likes to say, that's part of what protest is. You're supposed to be making people uncomfortable. Well, unless it comes from this side. If it comes from one side, it's not allowed. To the point about bail, we just had a dude that got bailed out by BLM for a racially motivated assassination attempt in here in America. Now, obviously, that's not Canada. But what we're seeing them doing with bank accounts and now not allowing bail for someone who's obviously not a violent offender or anything like that, that's the scary thing. I've been talking about this for quite some time, that the cancellation, the deplatforming, all these things that we have seen be ramped up over the past several years, eventually they're just going to come straight to your bank. We've seen it in a couple small occasions. It's like, oh, the leader of the Proud Boys, he's not allowed at Citibank or whatever it was, Bank of America maybe. They didn't want him to bank there. That's just the first step, because 5 years down the line, it's going to be, well, if you have a Trump sign in your yard, if you vote the wrong way, we don't want you banking here. We don't want you to use a line of credit. And that is getting to something very scary. The next thing, they'll be going after utilities. Well, sorry, you can't use the electric company if you vote for Trump or if you have these opinions. And that's a scary place to be at in society. And the disturbing thing is so many people, specifically the elites and the mainstream media, are cheering this on. And they think it should happen. They think this is something that has to happen to teach us a lesson. And I feel bad for the people in Canada that did take a stand and that were having an effect. And now the way they're being vilified and treated by their own government's disgusting.
Well, some of the videos we saw from those Freedom Convoy and the truckers and the messages that they were, you know, sending out to people and the messages they were receiving, like you wouldn't, like, we've watched a few of those videos and you know, these truckers getting really emotional just because of, you know, all of the positivity out there. And again, it almost goes back to the MAGA stuff where you kept hearing like all these MAGA rallies are just full of violence and you're like, well, can we see some videos? And there might be like one video that just continues to go viral because it's the only video they have to try to set this narrative that they're all violent or whatever. But the majority, the heavy majority of everything we have seen from all of the Freedom Convoy stuff has been positivity, people being very patriotic for their country, you know, and just coming together for a common goal. And they're being completely slandered by the media. And again, as we always say, it will come for you. It doesn't matter how much you try and pander to this nonsense. Eventually, if you continue to buy into this where there's no finish line, there's no definitive line, eventually it will come for you. And it's happened. We've seen mainstream media people get eaten alive by this stuff. They were the same ones that were pushing it. No one is safe from this nonsense. No one.
And the fact that we have such different responses for these two countries where we have stuff going on, Ukraine and Canada, where you have the people in Canada literally just asking for liberty, asking for their freedoms, right? Whereas in Ukraine, the way it's being spun by the mainstream media is, well, we have to defend freedom and democracy around the world. And it's like, if you looked at Ukraine, Ukraine is not some bastion of democracy. It's Russia light. There's a president who tries to put in prison his political opponents. It's not some incredible free country over there, but it's all about the narrative that they want to set right now. Yep. And the truckers, these people that resonate with the vast majority of normal everyday citizens, that doesn't fit their narrative. So they're focusing on Ukraine.
Yeah. So that's a great point. So wait, so to see this Freedom Convoy that they say is coming to D.C., how do you guys see that ending? Because apparently the Defense Secretary, Lloyd Austin, has approved requests for 700 National Guard members to deal with at least three trucker convoys that they say are headed to D.C. There was Bob Bolas, who is Towers and Truckers for America. He is one of the spokespeople for that. Towers and Truckers for America, the People's Convoy, and the American Truckers Freedom Convoy. These are all people who reportedly, or I should say organizations who reportedly are going to D.C. And they hope for about $10,000, their spokesperson, 10,000 people, their spokesperson says. And They've got National Guard members who are ready to deal with this, they say. How do you see this playing out in D.C.? I think that it's pretty interesting to watch Americans copy Canadians. I sort of wish it was the other way around, but I don't know that American federal government would be so bold as to take the steps that the Canadian federal government did. What do you guys think?
I mean, I think we're looking at another inciting, insurrection nonsense narrative. Like we'll have a couple of feds dressed up as truckers, and creating problems,
right,
and then the media will pick up these videos. But look, as we've talked about this on Geeks and Gamers, when we've talked about these topics, because it does, yes, we are geeks and gamers, but all of this stuff is intertwined. And so with this trucker stuff, like, I worked in retail for a long time. And so I get to meet truckers every single day for different deliveries, whether it's produce or dairy or the grocery truck. And these are some of the most genuine, nice people you'll ever meet in your life. They are the backbone of America. They're not really looking to get involved in other things that don't have anything to do with them. They're really laid back guys, and they're just looking to, build a life for their family, have some good conversations. And so when you have truckers that have become so passionate on a topic like this, that should show you how deep this problem is, because this is a huge problem. And so I am really inspired by what the Freedom Convoy, did in Canada. And, now with it coming here, if Joe Biden wants to get into the weeds with truckers of America, that's going to be a significant problem for him, a massive problem for him. So I say, if Joe Biden wants to sit there and act like Justin Trudeau towards the truckers of America, go for it, because it's not going to end very well for him if he goes down that road.
Yeah, I think the Second Amendment might be a big reason why we're going to see a different thing play
out
here. And that's one of the reasons we love it so much,
yes,
here in America. And I think that for truckers, like you said, Jeremy, they take pride in keeping the country going. Like, they take pride in the fact that it's their responsibility, even if they have to drive a couple extra hours, even if they sit there in the snow, they want to keep the country going. So for those guys to do what they did, knowing that people would be upset, knowing that maybe the grocery store wouldn't be fully stocked, it means a lot to them.
Yep.
And the same thing will be here in America. It's interesting how the National Guard just immediately gets approved, Capitol Police, whatever it may be, anytime it fits what Joe Biden or Nancy Pelosi want to do.
Mm-hmm.
When it's Donald Trump asking for something,
gets denied,
regardless of whatever he wants it for, it gets denied. I don't want to see a standoff between the National Guard and the Freedom Convoy of America. I don't think that'll end well for anybody. And we know that the media will take every advantage they can, because it's what they do. They want tensions to be heightened.
Yes.
So that one person gives them an excuse, so that one person takes an action that gives them an excuse to have what happened up in Canada. And I hope that everybody tries to get the message out there in the most respectful possible way that they can, to not give these people the ammunition, which is difficult, because I'm usually not someone who's very calm, cool, and collected. That's not typically, if you come to our YouTube channels, that's typically not how it is. But you do got to understand, like, the world will be watching, and the media wants to blame these truckers for everything.
Yeah, I mean, to your point,
yes.
I mean, you've got to understand, sorry, Sarah. So you have to understand what we're dealing with here. You and me, we operate on different rules on YouTube than anybody that's talking about the left-wing stuff. There's only certain things we can't say, and we know if we said the same exact thing as someone that is on the left side of things, that our channel is probably gonna get punished for it, and we just have to operate under different rules. We don't like it, but we have to accept it. So when you are going up against this type of regime, with these types of mandates, when you're challenging the narrative, you are held to a different standard, and you have to operate in that way. You can't give the media anything they can manipulate and use against you.
Yeah.
You just have to understand that going into it.
Yeah, like I have no issues with people, like the
Real
people
quick.
In Canada were going up to the members of the press and basically just screaming at them and yelling, you're fake, calling them totalitarians, all this stuff. We completely agree with that, and we're cheering them on.
But
there's an independent group of people out there. There's an independent group of people that are trying to look for reasons to maybe blame why their shelves aren't stocked, why they're sitting there waiting in traffic for forever. And those are the hearts and minds you have to win over. And it's tough when the media's against you in that.
Yeah, amen. All right, we've got to up next. Let's go to Chicago, rolling back their mandates, but not for the children, because who wants to actually get like healthy children who are able to communicate clearly and breathe normally? And you don't want that in Chicago. We'll get into that after the break. First, we want to thank our sponsor, CB Distillery. So CBD, a lot of people get very confused if they've never used CBD. CBD is not, it's not THC. So I'm not over here saying CB Distillery is where you can go get a bunch of joints. That's not what it is. It is actually commonly used. I use CB Distillery for, I've got relaxation CBD, I've got a sleep CBD, and both of them have worked wonders for me. But actually over 90% of doctors say that their patients have used CBD to treat a health condition. And that's 9 out of 10 patients who are using CBD for these doctors. Obviously, it works. CBD, CBDistillery.com has over 2 million customers. They are the source that I trust. You should trust them too. If you've got a problem with sleep, 90% of CB Distillery customers say they sleep better with CBD. If you've got discomfort, 80% of customers say CBD helps with discomfort. I have CBD cream also that I use. It is amazing. I'll have like a weird joint issue in my elbow or my wrist, and I'll put it on overnight, and in the morning, it feels totally fine. CBD is really, really amazing. So you've got to check them out. You can go to cbdistillery.com. You can order online. There's no prescription required. Again, it is not, it's not like, it's not a drug, you guys. Okay, so you got to go there. Enter Y, the word Y, for 20% off. That is the word Y for 20% off at cbdistillery.com. It is, by the way, not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. Sorry, guys. The city of Chicago has announced via Lori Lightfoot, the wonderful mayor over there in Chicago, that they will be ending their mask mandate for most areas and also their proof of vaccination requirement that they had for restaurants, bars, and other indoor settings at the end of February. Lori Lightfoot said she would not hesitate to make new regulations and mandates in the future to safeguard public health, but she does not want to shut down the economy again. So I guess now they're admitting that shutting down the economy is actually a bad thing that has some unintended consequences there. Now, I will say they also noted that masks will still be mandated on public transportation, in healthcare locations, some other congregate areas, they say, per CDC guidelines and federal rules, and in Chicago public schools. Now, this is in spite of the fact that COVID-19 cases are down 97% from a high point just in late December. And also despite the fact, guys, that I don't know you well enough to know if you have children, but this is despite the fact that children are not vulnerable to this virus. Now, of course, someone's always going to go, but yeah, but I know someone who, right. But statistically speaking, their risk of death is like zero. So, but there are unintended consequences. Speaking of that, you know, we've seen an increase in suicide of children. We've seen an increase in depression of children. We've seen an increase in mental health crises for children while we have imposed all of these mandates on them, mask mandates, when we shut everything down. And yet, here we are. We are raising the requirements, lifting the requirements for the adults, but not for the children who are not even vulnerable to this virus. Am I the only one who like wants to just, I won't even say what I want to do, but am I the only one who tends to get like violent feelings when I hear this?
Yeah, I mean, it's all about control. It's all about control and setting the tone. But I, for one, I think that Ryan would definitely agree with me on this. I am for Lori Lightfoot always wearing a mask.
Yes.
100%. I support that. 100%.
Not just over, like, not just her nose and mouth, just her entire face, especially like, over her eyes. Her receding hairline looks worse than LeBron James.
I'm very much in favor of that. But, I mean, you're very familiar with Chicago. So, I mean, what I'm about to say, you're going to, you know, be able to amplify that. But, you know, I went to Chicago 6 months ago, probably. It is such a terrible place. Like, it's like I went to O'Hare, right? That's the
airport. One of the airports,
right? O'Hare looks like something out of The Walking Dead. Yeah. It's awful. It's so terrible. Now, again, I'm not saying there's not good areas in Chicago, too, but the bad places are bad. It's a war zone. The Daily Wire, Ben Shapiro put up a meme of Lori Lightfoot with the Bane mask on from The Dark Knight Rises with her arms up in the air. And I'm like, that's what we're dealing with here. But in terms of lifting the mask mandates, but then still keeping them implemented and specifically targeting children, this is about control and floating it out there that go, we could amp it back up. That's mm-hmm. to let you know, stay in line, or we will make you put on the face diaper again. It's all about control and setting that narrative. And the fact that there's so many people that'll just sit around all alone in a car, driving around with a face mask on, or sitting in the corner of their house crying because someone else wasn't wearing one, it's terrifying that so many people could be manipulated by this nonsense.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, to your point, Sarah. Like, none of this makes any sense, especially in light of all the recent reports about how effective masks have been throughout this entire thing, which I think anyone could have told you that someone sewing together a pair of their old underwear and putting it over their face, you know, maybe not the best defense against a very, very small virus. But when it comes to the kids, unintended consequences is absolutely right. Not just like mental health and depression, things like that. Very quietly, they actually changed some of the benchmarks for young children. I think they were supposed to be able to know about like 50 words that everyone should know at 24 months. Shockingly, it just got pushed to 30 months. I wonder why that is. And communication is very important, especially at a young age for children. And one of the ways that they learn how to communicate first before anything else is the look on your face. And if you've ever seen a parent talk to a child, you understand that. Because even if they don't really know what you're saying, they know if you're mad, they know if you're happy that they did that. And we're taking that away from kids, whether they're in daycares or nurseries because maybe their parents have to work, whether they're young children really just starting to learn how to effectively communicate in kindergarten. It's a huge problem. And a lot of us have been saying for 2 years that this would happen, have been saying that what you are doing to these kids for no reason other than to make them scared and to make the parents scared and keep them in line, it will have very bad consequences. Not only did we effectively lose a year of schooling for our kids, like that gets lost, we really did. Between the remote stuff, which teachers are not equipped to handle, not equipped to function in an efficient way, a lot of kids lost out on nearly a year of school. That's gonna have long lasting consequences in an education system that quite frankly is already lacking.
Yeah, I could not agree more. Look, I want to get to something after the break, but I want to quickly thank our sponsor, Built Bar. So you guys, if you guys have not heard me talk about Built Bar, guys, what are you waiting for? This is a no-brainer, all right? It is a protein bar, so you're eating something that is good for you. It's going to fill you up with protein. It's going to keep you full and satisfied, but it's low in calories. It's low in sugar. It's all covered in 100% chocolate. It tastes like you're eating something really bad for you. It tastes like you're eating a candy bar, but you're not, so you can be thrilled when your waistline doesn't expand from eating Built Bar. So for those of you who have a sweet tooth like I do, you're rummaging around through the pantry trying to find something to snack on, make sure you get these so that when you go to the pantry, you find something that will not derail you from your diet. You got to go over to built.com. They've got a ton of different flavors. Choose which ones you like the best or you're interested in the most. And I promise you, you will find a lot of winners there. And you may be like me, where it starts taking over your pantry and your spouse is like, can you please stop buying these things? We're running out of places to put them. Sorry, not sorry. You got to go to built.com. Use promo code news15. You'll save 15% over at B-U-I-L-T, built.com. I have a feeling you guys will have something to say about this. This is, I think, relating to the gamers part of your YouTube channel. There was a researcher who went undercover in the metaverse as a 13-year-old girl who says that she visited virtual reality rooms where other users' avatars were simulating explicit acts. One was showing sex toys, condoms. She was approached by several adult men. It was graphic sexual material and threats of rape. Gosh, who would have possibly thought that this could go on in virtual reality? I don't want to take too much time talking about it because you guys are the experts on this, I feel, and I want to hear from you on all of this. It sounds very alarming.
It is very alarming. I mean, we've seen something like Cuties from Netflix that, a studio like that, a company like that was glamorizing this type of stuff. And luckily, the internet did what it always does, is set that right and destroyed Netflix for it. But these people are out there. They are. And they need to be, exposed, and they need to be treated with the utmost disrespect possible. They need to be handled and to not given any opportunity. So, I mean, we've seen stories. I think you guys covered the story the other day about this trans person that, you know, there was a rape situation there, but because they're identifying as a certain way. It's sick. And it's going to continue because, look, we cover a lot of Hollywood and things like that, and a lot of the people in the top of the food chain in Hollywood probably like a lot of type of this stuff. But when you give sick, demented, twisted people an opportunity to, you know, live out these fantasies that they have, it's a problem, and they should be held accountable. Like, yeah. It's scary. And I am a parent. You're a parent. This all comes back to parenting. Parent your kids and make sure they're not getting, they're not vulnerable to these types of people because they are out there.
Well, and one of the problems specifically in this case was this app was supposed to be age 13 and up.
Right.
So you would think that there wouldn't be anything like that going on. The internet
Can't these days, though.
Exactly. You can't. And the internet is full of all kinds of people. There's great people like us on there. I don't think everyone would agree with that. But there's also disgusting people. And as soon as there's a new platform, as soon as there's a chat room, as soon as there's anything, they will find a way to take advantage of it. When it comes to the metaverse, when it comes to VR and things like that, like Jeremy said, these people are, they could disguise themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, an adult could disguise themselves as a child and start doing things. And so whenever you have these new types of technology, you really need to start looking at how can we make sure that people like that can't do anything. But at the same time, we're always sitting here talking about censorship, about restrictions on platforms. So it is a tricky thing to have to do, especially when you have this technology that not everyone is quite ready for. But we're going to have to handle this going forward because it's unacceptable to let predators do that type of thing.
Well, it comes back to, and I touched on this a little bit earlier, but a lot of the problems we're seeing now is a lack of parenting. It's a lack of parenting. Our kids need to be protected. They are there to be taught. And you need strong parents, a man and a woman in a home to, you know, teach these children. But you can't just turn your kid loose on the internet. You can't do it. You have to be overseeing everything that they are doing, and they're not going to like it, and they're going to be frustrated, and they're probably going to tell you, well, so-and-so's parents don't do this. Exactly. Yeah. And that's why I'm doing it. A lot of our problems come back to parenting. Yeah. Protect your children, raise them the right way. You're not there to be their friend. You're there to be their parent. And that's the problem that a lot of kids are unfortunately suffering from, is a lack of a strong parental unit at home.
That would solve a lot of problems we're talking about today, rather than just the metaverse thing.
It really would.
Yeah, no joke. I could not agree more. Yeah. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back. I know we don't have much time here, but I want to make sure everyone knows where to find you. But I want to ask you, Jeremy, I'll ask you, because you're the CEO of Geeks and Gamers, do you have to be both a geek and a gamer to take part in your conversation?
No. You simply need common sense. That's really all that's required. You need common sense, and you don't judge people based on their race and their gender or who they voted for like a normal human being. I think that being a geek is kind of anything. You can be into food, you can be into movies, you can be into art. Obviously the gaming aspect is pretty, you know, self-explanatory, but yeah, I mean, we're a pretty wide range group of people, a lot of different interests, but no, you can just have common sense. Yep. That's about it.
We talk about a lot more than that too. We've got channels dedicated to sports, to theme parks, to politics, like myself and Jeremy's personal channels. Mm-hmm. So yeah, really anybody's welcome. And we continue to grow because we continue to call out the garbage that's in mainstream entertainment and media right now, which, you know, it's unfortunate for the world as a whole, but it, you know, it works pretty well on our channels to talk about it.
It definitely does. And so, yeah, so go ahead.
No, I was going to say, tell everyone, those who are listening on audio, tell everyone exactly where they can find you.
You can go to geeksandgamers.com, our website, and if you search on YouTube for the Geeks and Gamers with the plus symbol, you'll find our main channel, and we appreciate you guys having us.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. I'm sorry. Okay, next time you come here, I will be in studio.
Sounds good.
All right,
looking
we're gonna
forward
hold you
to it.
All right, great. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
See ya.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.